Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
No winner in last night's Mega Millions jackpot. It has climbed to $868 million. Wow. We're approaching the billion-dollar mark, my friend. This is now the second largest jackpot in U.S. history. $1.6 billion was the record, but this is getting up there, so people are starting to go a little crazy. Now, I mean, I don't have to tell you, but I will anyway. The odds of winning are incredibly large. You have a better chance of being struck by lightning or becoming president or dating a supermodel. Well, not you, sir. Better odds playing the lottery. But, you know, it's incredible. And there's actually a guy who's written a book. He's won 7 lotteries. So I guess he knows what he's talking about. He's written a book about this. What do you mean, is he rich? I would imagine. I don't think if you win 7 lotteries, you're worried about paying the cable bill this month. But he says if all 320 million people in this country bought a single random ticket, the probability that at least one person wins is 66.6%. He's done the math on this. And he says that at least part is key. The probability that exactly one person wins is 36.6%. So you see why this thing just keeps going up and up and up and up. And everybody's, when you get to the lottery at this kind of number, people who don't maybe normally play each week are suddenly inclined to. Here's a couple of tips he gives you. Again, this guy's name is Richard Lustig, L-U-S-T-I-G. He says, avoid the quick pick method. He says that works in number sets, which means every number doesn't have the same amount of luck one would think. He says every time you buy a quick pick, you get a different set of numbers. Therefore, your odds are always going to be at their worst in that particular game. That's one. So don't do quick pick. But again, the other thing is don't use birth dates and anniversaries when filling out your card. I mean, look, we all love our loved ones and our children and our and all that, but they're going to cramp your lottery style, man, okay? So don't do that. First of all, what happens is if you're using dates, you're going to be limited to numbers 1 through 31. You know, 31 days in a month, 30, 31, whatever. So don't do that. Use all the numbers available. He says if you spread the numbers out across the whole track,
we're talking 1 through 70,
you're either going to be the only winner or you're going to split it with only one or two people. So just a couple of tips if you're playing the Mega Millions jackpot. Next drawing Friday, $868 million. May I have the cash register again, please? Thank you very much. By the way, Powerball tonight, like everybody's forgotten about that one. $345 million. Yeah, I know. Yawn, right? Good luck. Play wisely, all right?
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audio Boom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.